Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Underhood Show presented by Mel Hamlin Ford. My name is Phil Nightingale. I'm the general manager, and Josh Proffitt, our service director. Morning, Josh.
Good morning.
Hey, it's a beautiful Saturday out there, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Anyway, let's get the phones ringing. 316-462-3673. Hey, that's the number to dial up. Anything ailing your car, tires, brakes, batteries, anything you want to talk about in the automobile world, you get a great price package valued over $130 for each and every caller. It's the only show I know you get paid to call in. It's just a simple phone call. And as always, Josh, what's in that package for each and every caller?
So we're going to, mail it out to you, but it's going to consist of the works, which is an oil change and tire rotation. We use Motorcraft oil and filter products here at Mel Hamlin Ford. While we're completing that, we're also going to perform a multi-point inspection on the vehicle, checking over the brakes, tires, steering, suspension, all the safety-related components, make sure that vehicle's ready to go. You'll also receive $10 to Mel's Diner, so you can get yourself something to eat and drink while you're here with us at the Big Corner, as well as complete nitrogen, so you get all the great benefits that nitrogen has to offer for your tires. And then a BG products package, which is going to consist of a can of MOA or motor oil additive for your engine oil, and then CFI for your fuel system. Again, just getting that vehicle geared up and ready to go for that next 5,000 miles of driving.
All right, so let's get the phones again. 316, I got a cough, Josh. 316-462-3673. That's the number to the dealership here at the main desk. As you call in, just tell the girls that answer the phone that you're here for the radio show, and they'll patch you through to Josh and I with your questions and get you anything ailing your car, tires, brakes, batteries, anything in the automobile world, and help you out with that part. Sorry, drag car.
That's fire. What I was. I just had to let something fire up right outside the window. Guessing they're getting something off the patio, if I had to guess.
Probably so. Anyway, let's talk a little bit about some exciting stuff we have coming on at MH Ford Racing, Josh. Yep. We're going to have a award system, kind of like Ford Pass. Mm-hmm. And we're going to do it just for the race parts, because right now there is if you purchase race parts or anything else like that, the Ford Pass rewards don't count for those deals. So we have got a program we're working on very hard to do the same kind of thing as Ford Pass rewards, but for race parts. So you racers out there, get ready. We're going to have a reward system for you. For the more you buy, the better it is. Whether you do it, come in the store and buy it, or whether you got buy it online or whatever. Yep. You do there, or have us deliver it, whatever it is. So be ready for that. Also, we're headed to PRI. Can't remember what booth we're at or whatever, but anyway, we've got our drag Mustang with the turbo on it now, and it got it running yesterday, Josh.
Did you hear it run? I heard it fire up. So
excited to go drive that a little bit around the block, maybe, to see how it does and stuff like that.
Just around the block.
Yeah, so if you haven't seen it, go to the Mel Hamlin Ford YouTube page and, of course, subscribe to us. I really appreciate that, too. And watch the Hunt for Horsepower videos we have up there, where it's about time to get another one up and everything else, too, of the build. Now we're at the turbo stage with the turbo on it. And then after that, we're going to have a wrap that Big Corner Creative is going to be putting on that car for us, too. But come see us at PRI. I'm going to have some exciting stuff there, too, for us. There with the drag Mustang there and all the different things we have with MH Ford Racing stuff. So excited to go to PRI from that part. So stay tuned for the rewards. Stay tuned for PRI. Hope you're all going to PRI. It should be fun and exciting to see all the new and latest greatest stuff from that part, too. So,
and then we got next weekend is the KID banquet.
Yes. So all you drag racers, and again, we moved that time back to 5:30 instead of 6:30. Kind of like daylight savings, Josh.
Yeah, that's no joke. That is tomorrow.
I know.
But that's okay. We got to get through it, get the other side, right?
There we go.
Every day is in the corner.
Yeah, that's right. Every day, every second is another day towards spring. Get going there. So anyway, all you racers, jump on Facebook. Let us know you're coming so we make sure we have the right amount of food and everything to take care of you from that part. So it's on KID's page, and see how many people are coming. We got quite a few people coming already, but that's next Saturday at 5:30. So all you drag racers, let us know what's happening there, and we'll see what's going on there to help you have another time to celebrate and the and the points winners of everything KID. Hopefully we got some good news. I saw a couple posts the other day. Hopefully there's some exciting news on who's going to be the new track promoter out there at KID. So it'll be interesting to see what's going to happen there. I think I got an idea who it is. So we'll see what happens there too, and see what he can do with that and stuff too. So it'll be exciting to see a change out at KID and see what's going to happen there from that part too.
How about 3J? What's going on with them guys?
Well, I don't know those guys. Anyway, now we're headed to Enid tonight for the last NCRA race. So we'll see if we can come back home with a championship. NCRA went out there and announced a that they canceled the race while Jake and I and everybody was in Cancun. So we had a celebration for about 3 hours that we were the champs. And then they decided to put the race back on again. And I get it. The weather's fine. Everything's sure. great. So let's go race.
Yeah.
From that part. Just a little disheartening to win it and then take it away. So that's all right. We'll go race tonight and see what happens.
Go ahead and win it again anyways, right?
There you go. We're game. We're ready to go. So bring it on.
Headed down to Enid.
That's where we're headed, down to Enid. We haven't been there for over a year.
Yeah.
Enid just didn't get a good car count down there, and they pulled the A-mods off, so we haven't been down there all year. So I'm excited to go down there. I love Enid. Jake loves Enid, too. It's a neat facility to go race at. Of course, we come back with a lot of red dirt all over the car.
So after this, though, you're done.
This is it for the year. We're done. Down. Yeah, I'm not sure what we're going to do. With this car is about a five-year-old chassis and everything else like that too. So I think we got some new stuff up the sleeve. So I don't know what we're going to do with this car for sure. It might just stay together this year and do some different things with this car too. So anyway, so can't thank Buddy and Tanner Mullins enough for everything they've done to help Team 3J get where they're at and everything else too. And kind of works both ways. We help Tanner a lot too to help him go and stuff too. Tanner's going to come down and race with us tonight at Enid, so that's going to be fun.
Very good. Yeah.
Little test session for Tanner is what it is for next year going into USMTS, and can't congratulate Tanner enough on the third in the points at USMTS. So
that's very good.
Very good for his really his second full year of racing with those guys. He was Rookie of the Year last year and third this year. So he's going for it again this year, next year. So it'll be fun from that part too, to see what happens with USMTS next year and stuff like that too. That part. So anyway, morning, James. Thanks, Darren. Darren McKim says good luck. Yeah, we're going to need a lot of luck, that's for sure. So anyway, let's flip gears to MH Ford. New cars, several Mavericks have come in. Got a lot of Mavericks on order. If you haven't seen that new little truck, we've got one here for you to come test drive. It's a Lariat, all-wheel drive, 2.0 gas. It's not the hybrid.
Yeah.
But we got one here. You can just we're going to keep it here. We put it in the CTP program, Josh, yesterday, and we decided we're just going to keep it here and let people come in and test drive. And I tell you, yesterday, I don't think it was the time it was not here. Yeah. It was gone all the time. All day and everything else, too. We still have two full-size Broncos for you to come test drive also. The two-door is finally in shipping.
That is very exciting.
And so, we delivered our first two-door on Tuesday, I think. Tuesday or Wednesday, we delivered our first two-door hard top. So that was a cool-looking little truck, too. He's going to do a lot of accessorizing and stuff on that thing, too. It's going to be very cool and fun for him, too, on that part, too. So a lot of exciting things there. And I hope we're getting close on the Lightning to be able to start ordering those trucks. Got a lot of orders on those, too, and that's going to be a cool situation. And, you know, Josh, that's a lot of questions out there about the infrastructure and everything else of the electric cars and how that's going to work and everything else too. And it is true. It's going to be a game changer and a lifestyle change for a lot of people and different things. Yep. But, you know, for the average consumer that doesn't drive long distance, I think it's a home run. I think it's going to be cool. We've got to get our charge stations up here in the front of the store, be already available for everything from that part. And I think it's going to be just a change. We got to go through.
You know, and for the average consumer, just on a day-to-day operation, I mean, nobody drives 300 miles in a day, you know, from that side, unless you're just absolutely traveling from that side. But even with the infrastructure that they have in place now, and then also the technology that they have in these vehicles that are fully electric to indicate where charging stations are and stuff like that. I mean, they've put a lot into it. There's a long way to go still yet, but they've put a lot into it to, you know, to make it convenient for people for sure. And it's definitely, you know, people think, okay, well, I got 300 miles. Well, that's not the end of it. You can plug it in and charge it and go more, you know, you're not just to the end of that 300 miles. And I think of all the times of vehicles that I get in that are gas operated, and
you got 10 miles E.
I got 5 miles to E, and I'm 6 miles from a gas station. So,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know. People bring their vehicle in all the time for a squeak or a rattle or something, and there's no gas in it. And people just don't. I mean, that's just what they're comfortable with. And so I think it just takes a little time to do that with the electric side of things, too.
You know, Josh, it's kind of like, I'll go back to how this is changing now. I'm going to go back, and I remember being at my dad's station. It was 1975, and everybody was freaking out because we went to an electronic ignition. When it got away from the points and condenser, man, what are we going to do if that module goes bad? Same thing we did when the points went down. Okay, so then here come the late 70s, and here come the catalytic converters, and everybody's all freaking out over the catalytic converters. We got these test tubes. We're taking these converters off. We're doing kidding me?
Yeah. Okay,
so we went through that change. Then we get in all the electronics and all the change, and then we got in. And then the next thing I sticks in my fuel injection. Oh my god! You know, what are we going to do? That was mid '80s, when 85, when that started coming around with the injectors and all that kind of stuff. Did it create other issues with cars? Yeah, but we still fixed them, and they're still going on. You know, and then I kind of the next thing that kind of pops in my head is when we jumped into an 11 when the EcoBoost motor started coming out, or 10 whenever that was. Everybody's freaking out. You know, about all that.
About being in a V6 engine in a V8 application, you know.
Yeah, you know, and so you know, there's things, and now we're into the. Then we got into the hybrids, and everybody's freaking out about hybrids. But I will tell you, you know, we have about 80 Mavericks on order right now, coming and over. And I would have figured about 20% of those would have been hybrids. Well, it's about 60% of them are hybrids.
Yeah,
I mean, it is. It's just everybody's so used to it now. Again, everybody's a fear of the unknown. It used to be years ago. Don't buy the first year model of a car. You know, da 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 da. Man, manufacturers can't afford to have that anymore. They have to have their game on and everything else too from that part.
There's so much research and development that went into these that it's incredible. You know, and I think horsepower wise, I mean, back old, what, a 60, 70 Chevelle with a big block had what, maybe 300?
If that.
Yeah, 300 horsepower. And I mean, we've got four cylinder engines that are laying that to the ground without even breathing, you know.
Yeah, it's crazy what we're pumping out of these four cylinders. And you know, it's kind of like the other day I was trying to remember when I was driving, I popped the hood and it was a four cylinder. I thought, "Ooh, yeah, okay, yeah, what am I thinking here?" And you know, the 2.0 is kind of a small motor now, but it's kind of the main producer of what's going on out there in this world. It's just because every time something changes, everybody just tries to make their game a little better or whatever from that part, and that's what's happened. I mean, it's just like, you know, engines. I mean, engine overhaul lately.
Yeah.
None.
Yeah, you go back through the shop, and I mean, it's more modules and, you know, computers or updates or stuff like that than it is, you know, hard part components and tearing an engine apart. And, you know, I mean, you hardly ever have put a crank in or, you know, done something.
Talking about grinding valves. We have a valve machine in this place. I got a big old scar in my hand from a valve grinder, Josh, you know, from that part. So, we're evolving into different times, and I get the people worried about this electric car. It is the way of the future. It is where we're headed. The infrastructure's got to get there. I get it. I think it's the thing to me about the infrastructure of this. I'm going to go by ethanol, and I wish ethanol would have worked to help support the corn farmers and done all that kind of thing too. But the problem with it was these gas stations had to take out something out of their stations and put that in the ground or whatever, or put more tanks in or do whatever. That's expensive as all get out. Now what we're doing with these charge stations, it's about 1/10 of the cost to put a charge station in as it is to go to a gas station. And of course, what gas station wants to take a good mover out and put one in that might be a mover, or who wants to spend the money to dig a hole in the ground and put another tank in, put more pumps in to put that ethanol in? I mean, that's they're at call, which they did it. They revamped everything and it was okay. Then they redid it, you know, to have all those different ethanols. But most stations aren't ready and available to go do that infrastructure. That's a huge infrastructure change compared to this electric side. And I think, you know, as we go along with this electric, you're going to see the battery scale from, you know, 300 mile range to 400 to 500. They'll eventually be a 600 mile range batteries. And I think that'll be down the road a little bit, but I still think that they'll be there. And then the charge times, I think, you know, I don't know how old this stat is. If it's still true, the average consumer drives 28 miles a day. So if you got a two to 300 mile range on your vehicle, if you just plug it in each night, it should be okay. For that part, I'm going to give you the best example. When the Fusion Hybrid come out, the plug-in hybrid.
Yeah.
One of my neighbors said, "Hey, do you got one of those? I'd like to check that out." So I took it to Hutch, and, you know, shuffling cars back and forth, I left that there in Hutch, and my wife drove that thing. And finally, it was time when I could work out a deal to take it back. And I left it over there for a while because I was wanting my neighbor to buy it. Really, is what I was trying to do. But anyway, I backed out of the garage. I still remember this today. It had 647 miles on it. And it had a half a tank of gas. And I called her. I said, "Have you put any gas in this?" "No." Because she would drive in 3 miles into town.
Yeah.
3 miles back, plug it in. And that's all, you know, and it would go, I think at that time it was 11 miles on 100% electric, I think. So, you know, if you drive 7 miles, like, hey, you hardly use any gas.
She was hardly even, so kicking on the gas motor.
Yeah. Okay. James Furman, what do you got? I got to put my glass on so I can read your writing here, James. I love how cars have evolved. They're safer. Exactly. They're smarter. Exactly. One thing I miss being is able to pop the hood and be able to see and reach everything you need to get to. I'm with you there too. Hey, and that's the next thing. James, you kind of nailed me on the head here a little bit. There's a video out there of these, you know, everybody's doing these video, YouTube videos and everything out there. And these two guys got on there and had a hood open on a Bronco. And I watched it for about 30 seconds and they were complaining that there wasn't a plastic shield covering everything up inside that motor and all that kind of stuff
to keep it clean. Or
I want to say, dude, you guys do not understand that this thing is going to be an off-road vehicle. It needs to breathe. It needs air. It needs all that stuff. It's not a show car.
Yeah.
But they were complaining about all the wiring and everything hidden. Why is there not a shield across it to cover this all up? Why does this look neater? Come on, dude. It's under the hood.
I forget. I was talking with somebody just the other day and, we were standing in front of their vehicle under the hood and he's like, man, I used to like change my own spark plugs and stuff like that. And then he looked over at his engine. He's like, I don't even know that I could tell you where to go to touch a spark plug at this point. So, it's definitely, crammed, under there, and it's a talent to do what those guys do back there.
You know, and I'm going to go another step talking about different things. And it's something I saw on LinkedIn this morning. I wonder if I can find that again. It was an article. And basically, it showed a gentleman with a briefcase walking like down somewhere in a big high-end street and said, you know what? He makes $160,000 a year. Wish I could find that article again. But he just come out of, he's basically out of school, but he's got $250,000 worth of student loans to pay back.
Yeah.
Then they showed a trade worker over there, and he's making 160 grand a year. And guess how much he owes in student loans? Zero. Z-he-he-ro.
Yeah.
And I think that's where sometimes we get kind of messed up with what these technicians can do and what we train them to do and everything else like that. And the money they can make is being a technician and stuff. My God, as much as I love working on cars, Josh, I guess that's why I got back. It's the old school stuff that I can still wrench on and stuff.
Yeah.
I can't go wrench on those cars today. I've been out of it too long. And like you said in many other shows, you get out of this thing 6 months and you're out of your game for how these things are changing and evolving and going from that part. But that's some of the things I think that we're missing in these schools today. And I think we're working very hard on that, is changing very some of the attitudes of some of the school counselors and stuff, that we don't have to have a four-year education to get that and to get our jobs and to do what we need to do. And it's kind of like I had somebody tell me the other day, because Jake, went to 1 year of WSU and he just flat said, it's not me. It's not what I want to do. I didn't like it at first, but I knew if I pushed him, it would.
Yeah.
But now he's doing very well, selling cars, doing what he wants to do and enjoying it and good money, doing that part of the coin, working a lot of hours. But again, if I'd have pushed him into that 4 year college, we just had, debt on
you
top
had
of that
student loan.
Yeah. And he probably would have failed at, would have never put the effort into study and do all the other stuff in that part. But we've got to change we got to get in these schools like we're doing, and you and Kelly are doing, and seeing these younger kids and showing them what a technician is today. It's by far not what it was like when I went to school. These guys aren't doing, because man, I was doing valve jobs, I was doing re-rings, I was doing engine overhauls, training replacements, all that kind of stuff. Just don't do that today. The powertrain is solid, and everybody
just about every manufacturer has a
great
powertrain. Good powertrain from that side of it. So
they do, and it's like I hear these dealerships advertising lifetime warranties on their, but it's a powertrain. Heck, who can't do that?
Yeah,
I mean that's an easy thing. That's what I tell people, and I want everyone to look at an extended warranty on your car, because it's not the engine, it's not the transmission that's going to break. It's all the components attached to it, all that kind of thing. That's on that vehicle, all the, like you said, modules, computers, all that kind of stuff is breaking from that part. So,
and the biggest thing about this industry that I enjoy so much is, I mean, every day is different. You're not doing the same thing 2 days in a row for sure. And just when you thought you've seen it all, here comes something new. And we've been in this industry for quite a while from that side of things, and still run into new stuff every day that you're like, wow.
Yeah. And there's a, just like these electric cars. And I know as a technician, you're sitting there thinking, some of our maintenance work and all that stuff's going away. Well, it's really not. because really what's going away is an oil change.
Yeah.
Because everything else is still there in that car and everything else, and that part's got to be there. Because now you still got a cooling system, you still got a service. There's still all the other control modules and all that stuff.
Tires, alignment,
tires, brakes, alignments, rotations,
steering and suspension components, you know.
All that stuff's still there. But it is going to change. I mean, are we going to sell as much oil as we used to down the road 10 years from now? No. But are we going to sell other things on top of that from that standpoint? Sure. Yep. So, but anyway, excited to get with ChargePoint, Josh, and get our charge stations up here and stuff. And I will tell you that I think it's great that we are going to have those charge stations in front of the store. And if you purchase an electric car from us, we're going to give you a code that you'll be able to use to pull up here and charge at no charge whatsoever. The ones in the front of the store is going to be kind of a fast charge, which will be cool. Get you a quick 10-minute charge or whatever from that part. And
get rolling down the road.
Make your 5 miles lead back home to plug her back in, right, from that part. Anyway, 316-462-3673. Hey, let's get the phones ringing. I guess we got to have some trivia to get the phones ringing, huh, Josh?
Yeah, I think so.
Did you have some trivia last week?
I did. So we went through the majority of the show. In fact, we could probably go ahead and use the rest of that trivia question.
Oh, what'd you have?
So got pretty much through the end of the show, and then I threw out there, we have three sponsors to the show, and it was a call in and name one of the sponsors, and we had Dan Wicks called in and got BG Products.
Okay.
And so BG Products is off the table, but what are the one of the other two sponsors to the show?
Okay.
Good with that?
Yeah, I'm good. Okay. I'm great with all that. Right. We don't give enough love to our sponsors.
Well, that's kind of why I did it last week for sure. So, you know, we've went out and we took the commercials, so to speak, out of this thing, and so we don't get enough love to those guys for sure. And you know, appreciate.
Well, so let's give some love to BG for right now.
Yeah,
while we're waiting on the phones. 316-462-3673. What are the other two sponsors we have of Under the Hood? And I know they're kind of closely related. That's kind of, I get that. But what are the other two sponsors besides BG Products?
We have a field reporter out there that's supposed to be calling in, but I didn't figure that out.
Whatever. I'm guaranteeing he's hungover.
Mm-hmm. Would be my guess for sure. So maybe next week he'll have to field report about what he's seen this week if he can remember. So,
yeah. So anyway, what is the other two sponsors besides BG Products for the show? And you're right, Josh, we got to give some more love to those guys as we go along here, but we can do that pretty quick.
But anyways, BG Products, we've been using them for...
Dwight, you've got to call into the show, not on the chat line. So Dwight, I appreciate your comment, but just 316-462-3673. You got to call in the show to get the prize for the great prize package and everything else. So anyway, BG Products, love BG. They're a great sponsor of the show. They're a great partner here at the dealership. I started using BG Products. I figured that out in 85. I think it's 85. It has to be 85. When I started using their 44K is injector cleaner. I would take the can and squeeze it, put an AC line, remember the old squeeze cans around the AC lines, push that down through the, kill the fuel pump and push that down through the fuel rail and fire that thing up and clean those injectors, and man, it'd make a stink. It was fun. I used to take my, you know, back there, we were so tight and everything. We had those exhaust hoses. I'd take my exhaust hose out and take it around and put it, you know, the guys underneath the car, the other guy working on firing the car up and stuff like that.
Just to be fair, this wasn't in California.
But anyway, BG Products, they have all kinds of great things to keep our cars moving and make them last longer. I promise you there's not a manufacturer out there that's really endorsing BG because they don't care after the warranty's up.
Yeah.
But BG's got a great research and development program here in Wichita. They make most everything here in Wichita and also have a distributor there in El Dorado. We send them a lot of cars back and forth for them to test and do everything with that part.
We were down there. This has been, probably a year or so ago. Went down there and toured their facility. Had somebody in town, one of our vendors or something, and we had went down there and looked at BG's lab and toured the facility a little bit. And they had, literally, we were talking about hybrids earlier in the show, and there was like five different hybrid or electric vehicles there, and they were just doing research and development on those vehicles and, you know, what the upcoming needs would be for them. And but the amount of, that they put into research and development to make sure that the product that they're, that you're purchasing from them is quality
and you're getting what you pay for. Yeah. Another thing I like, if you're getting something for $1.99, you're probably not worth very much. So yes, we got a caller coming up, Josh. Let's get Ryan patched through here real quick. I'll see if Ryan's got an answer to the trivia question. And Dwight, got a call in the show, buddy. Nice comment. Appreciate the comment. We've got a call in the show to make it happen.
We'll get him patched through here and see what he's got for us.
See what Ryan's got. See if he's got one of the answers to the other two. Who, besides BG, what are the other two sponsors of our show? And sorry we don't give them enough love, but as soon as we get one of those answers, we'll give them some love too. I'd love to give it some love right now, but just can't do it other than giving love to the BG products and those guys and everything else there too. So
you got good morning. You're live with Under the Hood. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Josh, and good morning, Phil.
Hey, morning.
Thanks for taking my call. I want to try to troubleshoot a 2008 Dodge Caravan that is running hot, even on short trips, trips that are less than 3 miles round trip. It's running hot, and when my wife turns it on, she says there's a gurgling, or like she can hear water going through tubes or something like that. And we really don't know what's going on, but it is going over that into the hot area on the temperature. And we don't want to do anything that blows an engine or anything. So if we could look at that, and then I'll listen off air on what you think it might be, but I'd appreciate you guys looking at it. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Ryan. You know, Josh, hearing that gurgling stuff, I don't know if he's got to be low on cooler, got a little bit of a leak or whatever he's got from that part. But, the other thing I thought about until I heard the gurgling sounds, I was wondering if the cooling fans were actually running.
Yeah. So had quite a bit of experience with those vans. You know, one of my things is, in that, particular, situation or scenario, I don't know how long it's idling before he's taking a 3 mile trip, but in 3 miles, it really shouldn't be, you know, getting that hot, I wouldn't think. And so I would wonder about sending units or if it actually is getting hot. Like you said, the cooling fan side of things. The other thing I was thinking about is if a thermostat's stuck closed and not opening up, would be another thing. The other thing is if it's just low on coolant and not able to get enough coolant to it.
So that's where I'm hearing the gurgling sound. But where'd the coolant go? It's got to be some kind of a leak somewhere.
If there's a leak somewhere. So
let's put a diagnostic on top of Ryan's package. And Ryan, we'll get that thing in here and no charge diagnose that thing and get a look at it. But again, Ryan, sooner the better to get it in here too, because you're right. Don't want to drive it too much and hurt something in that motor and cost you some more serious dollars from that part. So,
yeah, we'll get that diagnostic thrown onto that package when we send it out to you and take a look at that. Definitely, if it is overheating, I mean, you don't want to do that too much because you could potentially crack a head or damage the engine from that side of things. So. All right, let's go back to the phones. Let's talk to Tammy. Tammy, you're on Live with Under the Hood. Go ahead.
I am going to answer your question. It is BCC Big Corner Creative.
You nailed it, Tammy. Good job. Yes, Big Corner Creative is it's our advertising company that also does all the things from web page designs, vehicle wraps, race car wraps, window tinting, all kinds of good stuff. Google advertising for you. I think I already said web page design. So yes, Tammy, you are exactly correct. You get our great price package. So about it over $130. So we'll get that price package mailed out to you, Tammy.
Perfect. I have an FJ that needs to be wrapped.
Hey, there you go.
Well, good deal.
Okay. So Tammy, when you come in, you got to come see me, Phil, and I'll get you down to Jesse at Big Corner Creative, and we'll get you a special price for just calling the show for that too, for your wrap. Okay.
That is super cool.
All right. Awesome, Tammy. Thanks for that, and have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Big Corner Creative. Yes, that's another one we don't give enough love to. We need to give more love to on this show, Josh. But anyway, Big Corner Creative is, yes, our advertising company. Jesse Garcia has a great team down there that does everything from web page design. So if you got a company or just need a web page or whatever, go check out MH Ford Racing. They designed our web page. I'd love for them to do our Mel Hamilton page, but we have to, by our franchise agreement, we have to have one of the designs from Ford. But go check out MH Ford Racing. They did that webpage for us. If you need your vehicle wrapped like Tammy does, or any kind of designs you want your windows wrapped or some decals put on.
Advertise your business, or yeah, just want it a different color.
Yeah.
Seen them do that before.
They've done that too. So. Before. Anyway, do a lot of race car wraps and all that
trailers,
kind of stuff too.
Trailers.
Yep. From that part. If you want to see,
of course, the bigger the better. Those guys love them. They love them big.
So, of course, they've wrapped all of our vans, our parts vans. So mm-hmm. You can check those out. You can check out all our race trailers they've done for us.
Motorhomes.
Motorhomes. There's all kinds of things from that part. So anything in your advertising world, it's kind of like Big Corner Creative says, just Google us. So anyway, there's one more trivia left out there. Who is our third advertiser that helps sponsor the show? 316-462-3673. Anyway, so
I think you probably maybe throw another one out there too.
Yeah, so I think we need another trivia, don't we? What?
I'm letting you come up with that one.
I got to come up with that one. Okay, so
we've got a lot of specials going on tires this week. Or well,
you've rattled that out while I come up with a trivia question here.
So
Josh,
we've got there's a special out there for to the Ford Pass Points. So if you buy a set of four tires, there's nine of the 17 manufacturers that we offer that there is rebates on. So you get up to a $70 rebate on those for a purchase of four tires. And then if you forgo the rebate, so the mail-in, it's a prepaid debit card that they send out to you. If you'd rather apply that to your Ford Pass Points instead of the mail-in rebate, instead of $70, it moves it to $150. So that's very cool to be able to use that for other services down the road as well. So now's the time, man. We got the daylight savings right around the corner. And then I hate to say it, but before that, we've got, I'm sure, inclement weather coming from that side of things. And so you definitely don't want to be on the side of the road with a damaged tire or flat tire or not have enough traction to get you where you need to go, for sure.
Yes. Anyway, James Furman, he was at Caney Valley Speedway last night for the Power Ice Season Championship. And that's the Midget Sprints. Yeah. They haven't been around here close lately here for that Power Eye either. So I bet that was a lot of fun watching that last night, wasn't it, James? All right, trivia question. I was thinking is give us a brand. No, I shouldn't say brand. A type of Hoosier tire. There's all kinds of race tires, but name one of the tires that Hoosier has to offer. How about that?
Okay.
Any tire in the Hoosier lineup. Type of tire, not the Hoosier name, but what type of a tire, for example, is out there? Just name one of the tires, and there's many of those Hoosier tires out there. So 316-462-3673.
First call. Google could get you close to that.
Woo! Yeah, I should have. Maybe I'll do that real quick.
See what kind of answers you get there.
So yes, so Google. I guess get the Google going. Give us any Hoosier tire that's out there in the marketplace today. Oh yeah, they pop right up.
Yep,
pop right up. So any Hoosier brand, any tire that Hoosier makes, flip it on us and you win the great prize package, about over $130.
Or who's the third sponsor?
Or who is the third sponsor of the show?
And we've got Big Corner Creatives already off the table for all your marketing and advertising needs, and then BG Products is off the table as well. So
yes. So anyway, grab your, figure out what Hoosier tire is out there available. Any Hoosier tire, brand of tire. And, Google is a very good thing for that.
So you said that the, two-door Bronco was in delivery.
It's in shipping.
What does, finally. What do you think on an ETA on that thing?
Next week.
Next week?
Yeah.
And that's week. It's kind of an orange, isn't it?
The cyber orange is what they call it.
Orange-ish yellow.
Yeah.
Looking one. Yeah, that'll be like to see one of those. Actually, I think we'd seen one of those down at that off rodeo deal. And that
well, the very first Bronco we delivered was Cyber Orange.
Oh yeah, that is right.
The very first one we delivered was Cyber Orange for from that part.
We have that blue one up here, and that was a pretty good looking Bronco, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, sure was. All right, 316-462-3673. Name a Hoosier tire and get the great price package. Or who is our third sponsor of our show? And BCC and BG are off the table because those two have already been there. So there's one left. If you can get your great price package, about over $130 if you can tell us who is our third sponsor and any type of a Hoosier Racing tire. That part. So 316-462-3673. Anyway, Josh, we've talked about the rewards for the race parts is coming up.
Racing. Yep.
We put in a fuel station for race fuel to be able to have bulk fuel here, right here at the store for that part. So that's ready available for that part to save you lots on your fuel. Even though I would still like to buy a barrel at a time. There's a lot of people that don't want to buy that. Want to buy 5, 10, 15 gallons at a time and bring their jugs. We're going to have it in bulk right here at the store.
And able to do that cost efficiently. So we're not breaking
saves
down barrels.
A lot.
For the consumer, it just helps them that much better when they're wanting to buy smaller quantities of it. So I get that too. You know, if you're only using it so often, even in motocross applications, stuff like that, then you don't need a big old barrel of it. And
you need 5, 10, 15, 20 gallons. Yep. So we're going to have our own pump stations right here at Mill Hamilton Ford to help you with that. Anyway, Vincent Rose, good call. I had no idea. But let's show that up there on the screen here real quick. What happened there? It's not what I pushed on the screen. Oh, that popped in or on me. There it is. Good morning. Remember, the Veterans Day parade starts at 11 o'clock downtown.
Oh, yeah.
I had no idea.
Yep.
Did not know that. So, everybody, 11 o'clock, Veterans Parade downtown. Everybody, if you can get there, it would be a great thing to do.
Thursday is Veterans Day.
Thursday is
the 11th, I think. Whatever the date is on Thursday is Veterans Day.
It is.
Pretty sure it's the 11th.
It is Veterans Day. So, the Veterans Day parade today at 11. Vincent, thanks for the great reminder and heads up. Did not know that from that part, too. So,
got another comment down there.
Yeah, I got another one here. I got to get my glasses back on, Josh.
So looking for the third sponsor, we've got Big Corner Creative has already been off the table, and then BG Products. So there's a third and final sponsor for the show. And so if somebody wants to call in and give that, get the prize package. And then also you were looking for any Hoosier tire, any type of Hoosier tire, call in and give us that as well. And those would be the get a package giveaway for each one of those. Or if you just got an automotive question and need some help with that, give us a call, 316-462-3673.
All right, Greg Murray's got a great question. He says, I'm interested to know, what cars do you guys spend your own money on? What do you own? And two, cars you wish you had never gotten rid of.
So, oh, man.
Great question, Greg. Yeah. We can talk about this for quite a while, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I think so, too.
My first car is sitting back here in the back. I got to get that to my shop someday, Josh, but it's just sitting back there. Greg, my first car was a 75 Chevelle, and man, I can't tell you how many motors I had in and out of that thing and stuff I had done to that car. And I got desperate at time, and I popped the motor in at one time, and I told myself I was going to stop spending money on it. So I bought a truck, and then I got desperate money, and I sold the old car. Then about 3 or 4 years later, went and bought it back, and I told myself I was going to rebuild it, and I haven't done it. My son wants me to do it so badly, but I just can't stand to put it back together. I don't know why. So I've got it. My plan is just to go get some old ET slots like I had on it, put it up on the garage, put on one of my lifts, and forget about it.
Yeah.
So what was your first car, Josh?
Very first car, I had so it's kind of a tie because there for a while I was just buying a lot of junk, to be right honest with you.
Yeah.
So the very first car I had was a 80 Buick Regal. And that thing, man, it had a V6 in it originally, but that was only in it for a couple of days after I bought it. And it had, I can't tell you the number of engines that it had in that thing. It went all the way from, started out with a 327, that thing was, it would move, for as old and heavy as that car was. Had it for quite a while, then had a Camaro for a while, went and bought a Chevelle out at the drag strip. It was a 71 Chevelle and it had a big block in it, and it was a piece of crap. I mean, you could sit in the driver's seat and see through the floorboard. but the motor that was in this thing was just crazy. And I remember buying it, and the guy, when I bought it, he wanted the seats out of it. They had some, some like captain seats for drag racing or nice drag racing seats in it. And then he put the regular seats back in it. And I had it for a while. I had good intentions with it for a long time and then never really did anything with it. I don't, when you get in this industry and this is what you do day in and day out, like it's hard to go home and say, okay, I'm going to
work
this.
On something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, so, never really did anything with it, but I remember taking somebody for a ride, and I was even still pretty young at this thing. Well, we went for a ride, and it didn't even have, the seats weren't bolted down in it. Well,
I've done that a time or two, too.
Showing him the motor, and we took off. I mean, it would lift the front wheels off the ground. That's,
yeah.
And so it it took off, and it went back, and the seats went back, and the tires were dry rotted on it, and I remember one of them blowing out, and we ended up having to walk back to the house, and I remember the whole way back that guy saying, holy crap, that car's fast. Holy crap, that car's fast. And I don't know if it's because the car was fast or the seats weren't bolting down and it scared the crap out of him. And that's what gave him the experience. But it was very funny. And he ended up buying it. So,
yeah, exactly. So anyway, Greg, the other question is what we spent our money on. And, you know, still the, you know, my GT500 is still probably the best car that I've driven. I depending on what time I get home tonight, Josh, I might jump in that thing in the morning and go to Kansas City.
There you go. Yeah, very good.
But it depends if I get home really late or whatever. I'm going to probably not do that, depending on what time I get home tonight, stuff like that, too. But I've checked the weather all week, watching the weather. I think I'll, anyway, so, Greg, I've got a 2020 GT500. I'm going to tell you, it's, I don't have very many miles on it. I don't know why I'm savoring that thing, but I am. That part is very rare, I guess, is what the real problem with that car is. I think it's probably one of 200 that they made for 2020. I'm trying to get the numbers out of Ford, but I can't get any numbers out of Ford to commit what they really built from that part.
It's the carbon fiber package, which
and the painted stripe.
Yeah, it's got the painted on stripe, which it's a phenomenal car for sure. So,
but anyway, the cars we've gotten rid of. Yeah. I wish I'd have never got rid of my '87 Trans Am. That was the first 350 tune port and had the digital gauges in it. I've been trying to find one. Can't find one. I can find them out there, but I can't find any with the digital gauges in it from that part. That's one of the biggest things I wish I would have not gotten rid of was that Trans Am, but wish I still had it. But oh well, it's gone.
Yeah, it's one of those things. You never really want to get rid of anything, I guess. And then, or it doesn't seem to always take long, and you never wish you really got rid of something. But in this industry, cars come and cars go a lot from that side of things too. So.
That's right. Here we go, another caller.
Yeah, we do. I got them sent
them
through.
Coming through.
We got Jordan on live with us. Jordan, you're on live. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. How we doing today?
We're doing. How about yourself?
I'm good. I just want to tell you that was a fancy little story you told, but I got a little insight on that because I've actually heard that story from the passenger.
Oh, have you?
I believe the passenger to be the man, the myth, the legend, the one and only out of Haven, Kansas, the flying mullet, Adam Pop.
That is who that is. You are correct. What was his side of that story?
It pretty much, generally stories don't match, but that was pretty accurate on both sides.
There you go. Well, good deal.
Well, hey. I forgot to
call. I like it. I was listening. I'm like, I know this story. I've heard this story.
It was Adam Pop.
I heard it from the passenger.
Yep. Very good. Very good.
Yeah, I like to see Adam Pop's face on that one.
I think both of us were very surprised. Let's say that, the least.
That's,
so.
That's a big boy to go flying around like that.
That's too funny.
You know, you think back of the things you did when you were young, and I don't know, there's a lot of things that could have been detrimental.
You know, it's kind of like I always said about my dad's Scout, that thing could talk. Oh my God, I'd be in so much trouble from that part too. God, I'd be in trouble. But hey, I forgot to call you last night when I left, Jordan. The lights look really good on the store too. They were on, looked good. Nice.
Awesome. That's great news.
I forgot to tell you that when I left last night. I was a little tired when I left here last night, so sorry about that. But
how about you? What was your first car?
I was texting. You were still there. Do what?
I said, how about you? What was your first car?
Okay, my first car.
This ought to be good.
That was a and I did. I have a similar story. It was a '93 Z28 Chevrolet Camaro. Okay, and I had tinted headlight covers on it because, you know, you're young and that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And I was out riding on country roads, hot rodding this thing, and I turned a corner and I stepped down on it and I didn't realize there was about a 7-degree railroad track grade right there. And I hit that thing and I literally Smokey the Bandit like flew that Duke the Hazard through the air. Set it down on the back wheels. It slammed the front wheels, busted the oil pan. And, you know, I decided to drive it home because that makes a lot of sense. And that was the end of the Z28.
She was done? You didn't fix it?
Yeah, I busted the oil pan, drained out all the oil, and then I drove it home because, you know, I was a smart teenager that thought that made sense.
I bet your dad really liked that.
Oh, he was thrilled.
Still sitting on blocks in the drive today, isn't it?
I can't believe you didn't fix it.
Yeah. No, we didn't. It was pretty used when I bought it, and that was about the end of it.
Yeah.
Traded it in, and we got a dually to pull the race car trailer with, and that had to be my car, too. So I went from driving a Z28 to a big old lunky dually because I was irresponsible and immature. But we had a good me and the old Z had a good couple of months together before that happened. So
I still can't believe you just didn't fix it, put another motor in it.
We didn't. I don't know what to tell you. I don't have a time machine, Phil. We didn't. We sold it. We got rid of it.
Maybe your dad made you sell it.
He wasn't happy. I can tell you that he was not happy. He was mad. In fact, we're just now. That was 25 years ago. We're just now able to talk about it.
I have some similar story. I'm not sure I want to put them on the air.
I was going to say.
There's a few times my dad was really proud of me, too, I can tell you. Yeah.
I got two little boys coming up, so I'm sure I'm going to get it, you know, tenfold, but.
Yeah, you know, that's what I keep telling Josh here. He sees me and Jake here on this race car and stuff, and he's kind of giggling in the background. I said, Josh, you don't understand. You got two boys. I only got one, and they're coming.
Yeah.
Fast, too. Yeah. Yeah, very fast. So,
yeah.
Well, good deal. Well,
thanks. All right, well, I got to get ready to cater for you guys tonight. So.
Oh, yeah, you have the banquet here for the football team, don't you?
Yep, we're cooking at serving at 7, so we'll be there.
All right, I'll miss you there. We're giving an Enid, giving her hell, buddy.
Good luck. Get that NCRA championship won, guys.
We're going for it. I can promise you that. Won't be from lack of effort, I can promise you.
Won't be from lack of effort. I like it. So, right, win it or wear it, man.
There you go.
Bye.
Hey, man.
Have a good one.
All right, 316-462-3673. We are still looking for any model of a Hoosier tire to get the great price package, or who's the last sponsor, the third sponsor of our show.
Mm-hmm.
It's not BG. It is BG Products, and it is Big Corner Creative. There's one more out there. So if you can get that, you can get the great price package. And any Hoosier tire that you want to name off, get your price package. Anyway, good morning, Jeff. Jeffrey Coates, I've been talking to you too long before you put that up there, buddy. So anyway, 316-462-3673, front desk here at the store. Tell them you need to get into the show. And anything ailing your car, tires, brakes, batteries, anything whatsoever, we'll take your call and make it happen. So, Josh, you already went through your specials and stuff, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah. Got the tire specials going for for this month here. But buy a set of four, select four tires, get a $70 mail-in rebate or $150 back to Ford Pass Rewards, whatever you want to choose there. So if you're in the market for tires, now's the time to be doing that.
Exactly. You know, I saw another tire dealer out there posting, nobody beats our prices. Well, that's not true. With our price match guarantee and then our 5% on top of that, we've got everybody beat by 5% no matter what happens on tire pricing.
Yeah.
But the other thing is just there's 17 models of tires that we have available for you, not just two or three when you walk into that tire store, maybe four max, but we've got 17 different models of tires, a great inventory of tires for you to help you with anything you might need on your tires and stuff like that too. So I don't know why you'd go anywhere else and get your tires in right here at Milhome Ford with the selection, the price match guarantee, rotation every 5,000 miles, road hazard availability.
Mm-hmm.
That is a great, you know, we got to go through that a minute, how that works with that road hazard. Cause a lot of people get stung on that road hazard.
Yeah, there's a lot of different offerings out there for road hazard, and you really, you know, it's, I view road hazard very similar to a extended warranty. Is you get what you pay for, and sometimes you know, I don't, when I say you get what you pay for, just do your research on it, because you could pay the same cost for a couple of different warranties, and there could be a lot of difference in those warranties. With the Ford road hazard, for one, it's not one location. So if you purchase it here, you don't have to come back here to honor that warranty. So if you're traveling, you know, across town or down the state or, you know, across the country, any Ford dealer can bring up that warranty and show that you have it. You don't have to keep your paperwork. It's attached to the VIN number of your car. So any Ford dealer is allowed to pull that up, and see that, identify that you have that warranty. The other side of it is there's no proration to that.
There's program. Where our key's at right there.
It's a complete replacement. So if you got a tire and it's half life, they're replacing it. As opposed to a lot of road hazard warranties, they're docking you the amount that you've already used tire.
More.
And then by the time you turn around, you know, you're paying for a tire that you're now getting on your car. So, and the program, they've went through and kind of revamped it a little bit. And so you can purchase it several different ways, depending upon your needs, you know, much like an extended warranty. They give you several different offerings to where it's a time and mileage thing. You know, one consumer may not drive their car very many miles a year and need it for several years with a lower number of mileage. And another consumer may need it just a very short, limited time, but very high miles. And so it is a customizable thing now, and we can do different tiers of time on those tires. And so, again, just non-prorated, good at any Ford dealer everywhere. You don't have to worry about hanging on to your paperwork or do you have your paperwork when you need it. It's connected to your VIN number from that side of it. So,
you know, talking about tires, Ben DeGarmo's got a great question here, Josh. I throw it up on the screen here real quick. What kind of life expectancy on the tires that come on your brand new Ford vehicles? Great question there, Ben. Kind of all over the board here, but mm-hmm. also really that life expectancy is really how well you take care of those tires. Meaning rotating them every 5,000 miles, yep. keeping the vehicle alignment in check, and keep the proper air inflation on those tires is going to determine how long those tires are going to last for sure. Years ago, I will tell you that the manufacturers went out and tried to find the cheapest dang tire they could put on the cars. And you're right, they didn't last very long. Now the manufacturers have went out, and of course, the tire manufacturers have done a lot better job of building better tires.
Yeah.
Back in the day when I was back changing tires and selling tires with my dad, you know, 10,000 miles, but all you get out of set of tires. Now it's nothing to go 100,000 miles on a set of tires anymore.
And I will say, I mean, you see brand new on vehicles, you know, a manufacturer really doesn't stick with one specific tire. You know, when they're yeah. building these vehicles, they got to think of, you know, a tire manufacturer that can keep up with their production, that's not slowing them down from that side of it. And so you see a lot of different offerings depending on wheel design or other options that are equipped with the vehicle as far as appearance and things like that. And so there's not really a set standard of when I say we offer 17 different manufacturers, you see those 17 different manufacturers roll off of the assembly line with new vehicles. Yeah. And, you know, I think they tend to put a softer compound on these vehicles from the factory just to make them ride a little quieter and, be more comfortable for sure. But you see everything across the board, all the way from Michelin to, Toyo. We've seen some Super Duties coming out with Toyos on them a little while back and stuff like that. And so,
okay, so here's Ben's next comment. He says, I have a 2019 Ranger, bought from you guys, rotated every 4 to 5,000 miles, had an alignment at 19. Here I'm at 25,000 miles and need to be replaced all four tires. Love to see him, Ben, see what's going on there too. And the other thing to think about is, I don't know which tire it is. The thing about tires is the more traction you put into a tire or tread or what I want to say, mud tire or more, the faster it's going to wear.
The more aggressive it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so that tire, when it came out, it has what they call a UTQG rating from the manufacturer. And basically number is an identifier as to the tread wear that you're going to get out of that tire. A lot of those manufacturers have really went away from, you know, saying 75 or 100,000 mile warranty or whatever, putting a number on their mileage interval for wear. And they more lean more on that UTQG number. And the thing about the UTQG number is it's pretty much manufacturer specific. So you can have a Continental and a Goodyear tire next to each other that have the same UTQG number, but there could be a difference in that tire and how it wears and what you're going to get out of it, just because it's unique to that manufacturer. Basically, the scale is
right.
It's not a standardized scale across the industry, and so that's where, you know, that's what I love about what we have to offer and the knowledge that our advisors bring to the table when you're looking at a set of tires, because there is a difference. There is a lot of difference, you know, on what's out there in the market and what a consumer needs versus one consumer versus the next consumer. And there's so many variables that go into tires for sure. But was it Ben?
Ben, yes.
Yeah. So one of the things, I'd love to look at the tire that you have, look it up and see what the specifications are from the manufacturer. And maybe you have a set of premature wearing tires, and then there's a proration that would be available to you through that manufacturer, and be more than happy to help you with that and look into that and see exactly what's going on with it.
So. Yeah, exactly. You know, it's like the other day I had a guy with an Escape. He had 32,000 miles and his tires were worn out too. Mm-hmm. And it was a Michelin. And again, I mean, it just goes back to is Ben, you know, where's those tires worn out? Is it worn completely straight across the tread? Is the outside edges worn off? What's making it be there from that part? We just like to look at those tires and see that part too. And the same thing with that guy on the Escape that I looked at. The guy on the Escape just didn't rotate them very often.
Yeah.
That's all that amounts to on his car. So, and you know, Vincent Rose says, seems like the manufacturer used soft tires at 36,000 miles. And, you know, I don't know if it's soft tires or, you know, what happened there, you know, from that part where the manufacturer of that tire, you know, had an issue or something, you know, because they have issues too with their tires and stuff too.
Some time to time. And compound or composite as they're building it. So,
right. Exactly. So, anyway, Josh, we're running out of time. No tires for Hoosier. No calls on the Hoosier tires.
That's okay. Third sponsor. So, let's
we're going to give it up. It's Go to Rent, right side here at Milham Ford. Go to Rent, looking for a rental car. Stan's got a, used to have a lot more fleet of vehicles, but with all the situation with the inventories out there and stuff too, but he still has a decent amount of inventory for you. So if you're getting ready to go at Christmas time or something like that, need some tires, give Stan a call right inside here at Milham on the Ford. Also, let's go back to BG Products, all the great products they do and service to make your cars run many more and more miles, and Big Corner Creative for all your advertising needs, whether you need a web page design, a vehicle wrap, windows wrap, window tint, anything to advertise your business from traditional radio, TV, Google advertising, whatever it might be to help your business grow. Big Corner Creative and Jesse and the gang dinner, as they say, just Google us. So, hey, everybody, have a great Saturday, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.